You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the ups and downs in the market, the government's policies and schemes, to the latest on the pandemic, I'm back here to give you the top updates from India and around the world. Let's get started with the top headlines of September 15th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Well, today was a good day for the auto sector and telecom sector because the government cleared the auto PLI scheme and approved a relief package for telecoms. Moreover, in the market, Sensex and Nifty raced to fresh record highs and the telecom stocks surged more than 4%. Today was the last day to submit bids for buying Air India, and as sources tell CNBC TV 18, the Tata Group remains the most serious contender, with SpiceJet also in the race. Meanwhile, the deadline for Infosys to fix IT portal glitches technically ends today, but the glitches remain, and with the extension granted for return filing, the deadline looks redundant. On the health front, the Drugs Controller General of India has granted permission to conduct Phase 3 bridging trials of Sputnik Light in India. Meanwhile, a report suggests that employee burnout is on the rise in the country. First up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks raised to fresh record highs today amid strong buying interest across most sectors. Gains in automobile, IT, oil and gas, consumer and PSU banking shares pushed the market higher. Sensex ended 470 points higher at 58,720, while the broader Nifty gained 139 points to settle at 17,519, both record closing highs. Moving on, the Union Cabinet has approved a 26,000 crore production-linked incentive scheme for auto, auto components and drones to enhance India's manufacturing capabilities. Incentives will be provided to the industry over 5 years, and according to what Union Minister Anurag Thakur said, the scheme for automobile and auto components industry will lead to fresh investment of over 42,500 crore. And it would also create additional employment opportunities of over 7.5 lakh jobs. He also said that incentives under the auto PLI scheme will range between 8 and 13%, and there'll be additional 5% incentives for electric and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. Soon after the announcement, the shares of several automobile companies, including Ashok Leyland, Hero MotoCorp, Bajaj Auto, Tata Motors, and Mahindra & Mahindra, were 0.1 to 2.6% higher today. Meanwhile, the government also approved a relief package for the telecom sector that includes a 4-year moratorium on adjusted gross revenue dues, as well as allowing 100% foreign investment through automatic route. Well, AGR is a fee-sharing mechanism between telcos and the center, and under this, telecoms are expected to pay a percentage of AGR to the government. However, the companies and the government are locked in a legal battle over the definition of AGR for over a decade now. Telecom Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said 9 structural reforms for the telecom sector have been approved, and he said spectrum user charges will be rationalized and there will now be an annual compounding of rates. The spectrum can now be surrendered and also be shared. Moreover, for future auctions, the duration of the spectrum will be 30 years instead of 20 years. As the government announced the package, telecom stocks including Vodafone Idea, Bharti Airtel, Reliance Industries and Tata Teleservices rallied. With the shares hitting fresh record highs, the market share of Bharti Airtel surged to Rs. 4 trillion for the first time and it became the 12th Indian company to cross this level. Moving on, people familiar with the matter say Tata Group remains the most serious contender for buying Air India. The last date for submission of financial bids ends today. For anyone who did not know, the relationship between Tata Group and the Indian aviation sector is not just deep, but also historic. Air India was founded as Tata Airlines by J.R.D. Tata in 1932 and it was renamed Air India when it became a public limited company in 1946. The Tata Group was also at the forefront of buying a stake in the national carrier when the government decided to sell its stake in 2001 and 2017. Well, this time, the government has invited bids for strategic disinvestment of 100% stake of the Government of India in the airline. Well, sources say that if the deal with Tata Group moves forward, then there may be a combination of synergies between Vistara, the full-service joint venture of Tata Group and Air India, and between Air Asia India and Air India Express. Meanwhile, SpiceJet CMD Ajay Singh is also likely to be another contender for Air India and may submit a financial bid for the airline in his personal capacity. Next up, a look at news on the health front. The Drugs Controller General of India has granted permission to conduct the Phase 3 bridging of trials of Sputnik Lite on the Indian population. The Sputnik Lite is a single-dose COVID-19 vaccine of the Russian vaccine Sputnik V. Now moving on, a LinkedIn report says employee burnout is on the rise in India. The Future of Work Perception Study by research firm CensusWide found that 35% of respondents in India were suffering from burnout due to excess workload, and another 34% were impacted by work-related stress. According to the report, many employees wish to go for a hybrid model of work, as 86% of the respondents believe that it would have a positive impact on their work-life balance. The report says 72% respondents believe that working from home negatively impacts their career, and 46% of those surveyed wish to head back to the office full-time. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines of the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you and have a nice evening.